This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Food insecurity in Galesburg was already a problem before COVID-19 shut down schools in mid-March. The pandemic exacerbated it. Tri-State's Public Radio's Debbie Moreno tells us how the Galesburg community responded to its residents most in need.
When Governor J.B. Pritzker issued stay-at-home orders nearly 3 months ago, Knox County United Way Director Lon Dunn knew her organization had to act fast.
You know, so many of our families are already on the brink, and this is just with the job losses and everything. You know, if we can ease their mind or ease their burden a little bit, every little bit helps.
Some senior citizens were already in need, and the loss of District 205's breakfast and lunch program cost many children two meals every weekday. For those without a vehicle, the city's buses were their only option. But was public transportation safe, and what if you had children in tow? Such barriers limited people's access to food. Volunteers responded immediately. In a large warehouse, volunteers have gathered since March, Monday through Friday, to pack meals. They arrive early in the morning, ready to work. They lift heavy boxes, organize donated foods, and pack lunches in plastic sacks. This is a result of a collaboration between the United Way, the Knox County Y, the Volunteer Network on Aging, School District 205, other nonprofits, and private donors. In all, more than 40,000 meals have been provided since the shutdown. Some food is delivered to homes, while Galesburg churches run pickup locations for people with cars. The volunteers list a variety of reasons for why they're willing to pack and deliver food daily. Chuck Boydston, a retired military veteran, says he's responding to a call to serve.
We're volunteers, you know. We see a need and we try and fill it.
Jakara Kelly will be a senior at Galesburg High School in the fall. She's finished school for the year and is a regular at the lunch packing site.
During this time that's so uncertain and I obviously don't have much to do anymore, that this is my way to make the world a little bit better. I think at the end of the day that you did something productive and good for other people.
The enormity of the work motivates Ricky Reed. The mother of four knows the challenge of putting food on the table.
The job is very large and it's growing, and there's only so many people here and to be able to do the job, and it's a very big job to do. So more hands make light work.
For some community volunteers, the work is personal. Anthony Law works with students at Carl Sandburg College. He partnered with Joey Range, who is a Y outreach director for younger students. Law says he's worked with Range to pack and board the Y's bus and deliver 250 lunches daily, Monday through Friday.
This challenge has been bigger, much bigger than a virus. They said it's food, it's education, it's social development. Joey and I were laughing today. We were saying we almost feel like rock stars for some of these kids because we're the only person outside entity besides family. Some of them have seen in 6-7 weeks.
Most volunteers say they are not concerned about their own health. But for Law, it's given him pause. As a cancer survivor, he consulted with his oncologist before heading out.
If this is what you're driven to do, it's okay. And he said, just, I need you to just be extra cautious. I just know me. And I knew a couple of students and I talked to a couple of parents and they had nothing and they weren't prepared. No, I'm going to continue to do it as long as they need me to do it. As long as we have young people and families in need, I'll do that as long as I have to. And that's just, there's no end game to that.
The meals will continue throughout the summer for anyone in the community, residents of all socioeconomic levels. There are no requirements or paperwork. Those who would like to receive food should contact the United Way or go to one of the distribution sites. Lon Dunn works side by side with the United Way volunteers every day. They talk about being good neighbors. On his TV show, Mr. Rogers taught children to look for the helpers during trying times. According to Dunn, the volunteers extend his idea and say, if you don't see a helper, be one. I'm Debbie Moreno, Tri-State's Public Radio News.